And look at that. I'm just showing Dean Smith, the Walsall manager, that league table. Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, you know, we used to have CFAX. Yeah. Used to, they could just freeze the page. So 2-0 victory, top of the table, and well worth the points as well.
Yeah, I thought excellent first half. I thought we played really well. Moved the ball really well, created some chances, and, you know, scored a good goal. Youngkins had what a game. He's come back into the... And took up the reins from Jason Dimitri, who's been excellent all season, and, you know, scored a great goal. You know, it's good to see that, you know, it's top of the table clash, and I've got the likes of Rico Henry, Reece Flanagan, and Young Kinsella across the park. We've all come through the academy as well, so it makes it even more pleasing.
And it's the work, we know what you can do with the ball, but it's the work you're doing off the ball now. You look a lot more solid and a lot more steel to maybe that you had in, you know, in previous seasons.
Yeah, because as well as we played in the first half, they had an awful lot of ball in the second half and put a lot of balls, you know, into their front men. Adam Chambers in front of the three centre-halves was outstanding. And, you know, they gave us a couple of problems, but nothing really there. I didn't think they was going to open us up and score. Young Kinsella's got a block. And I think we've had one where, from a corner, I think Andy Taylor's headed it back across the goal and hit his own post. But other than that, I thought we were very well organised. And you have to be in this league. And I feel that we've got players who can go and score goals, and you know, we could have put the game to bed a little bit early with a couple of counter attacks that we had.
And one player who really caught the eye this season, and I've really noticed, just he's come on leaps and bounds, not just with, again, with his end product, but again the work he does off the ball now, is Romain Sawyer's really beefed up as well.
Yeah, I mean, Romain's a good player anyway, and you know, when he plays just off the front man, he can do a job, and then he went back deeper when we brought Reece Flanagan off, and he can do a job there. He's got more competitive, he's creating more. I mean, great bit of skill to win the penalty there at the end as well, and his all-round game's improved.
Quarter of the season gone, top of the table. Is there a bubble to burst, or do you think that you're the real deal?
No, I don't think there's a bubble to burst. I mean, people keep talking about credentials every week, and I think, you know, to go 12 games in the season, only lose one game, you know, proves that we're up there at the moment for the reason.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at that squad, people say the squad maybe isn't as big as it could be, but again, it's proved today the depth you've got when you look at your bench as well.
Yeah, and I said that to Richard on the way into the game today. It's a strong bench, you know, Jordan Cook, Anthony Ford, Kieran Morris, Milan Lalkovic, James Baxendale, and they're all unlucky not to be in the team at the moment, but that's just how we're doing at the moment.
So you'll enjoy walking the dog tonight, and I thought you were going to get sent to the stands at one point, you know, at the end of the first half. You were having a few words with the linesman.
No, we were just having a chat with the referee. I thought it was a harsh yellow card on Rico Henry, so just told the referee.